Good evening from Des Moines, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference men's college basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the AIB Eagles tonight on KDCR. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 4-2 mark. AIB off to a 5-1 start. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Piker. I'll be describing the action to you from above the playing surface here at AIB, the Dort College Defenders. Warming up to my left in their black jerseys while the AIB Eagles have retreated to their locker room for final instructions. We're about 7 minutes away from starting lineups of tonight's contest. Let's take a break and be back visiting with Coach Ross Dahl about today's matchup right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Let's see if Coach Ross Dahl and the Dort College Defenders go back out of the conference after the game on Saturday with Midland. They're playing the AIB Eagles in Des Moines this evening. And, Coach, first of all, the contest from Saturday against Midland, as is the case with so many games, you can look back and you say, well, we did some things well. There's some other things you'd like to improve on. What are the things that you want to improve on after Saturday?
Mike, I didn't think we did a very good job of denying penetration. I thought Midland was able to basically dictate where they wanted to put the ball. You know, hence, they were able to score 104 points. Now, they did hit some tough shots, but they were also had a lot of confidence going by the time we finally put up a resistance into the possession. So we just need to be better at the beginning of possessions. Hopefully drive people off the arc just a little bit, and then we got to finish possessions off.
This AIB team, not the AIB that we've seen from 2 and 3 years ago. They're off to a good start. I believe 4-1, 5-1, something like that. They're a team probably playing with some confidence right now.
Yeah, for sure. You hit the nail on the head. They are not the AIB teams of old. They picked up some transfers along the way. They made themselves a lot more athletic in the process. And they won some very close games here at the beginning of the season. So they are playing with a lot of confidence. They've got some older kids in the program right now who have been around and who have scored a lot of points for them. Playing on their floor, but then winning some close games like I mentioned earlier. They're definitely going to be a tough task for us here tonight.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for from your team tonight, springboarding into then Saturday conference play again?
Well, we just have to get better on the defensive end of the floor, and there's no one area that we have to get better at. We just have to make sure we continue to improve. And I think the other thing, Mike, is this team has to continue to work to come together. We have a lot of freshmen and sophomores playing. We have a couple seniors, a junior. We still haven't really played well together. The kids like each other a lot. They play unselfish, but there's got to be an unyielding commitment to one another, and that's just something that's going to take a little bit of time. And I think once that gets in place, I think defensively we'll learn to trust each other a little bit better. I think we'll learn to fight a little bit harder for each other. So it's maybe some of those intangible things that we're hoping that we can press along here a little bit quicker.
And the last thing Coach said as I walked away was he said, we had better play hard. AIB's 5-1 this year. Only loss came to Holy Cross on November the 8th. The Eagles have beaten the likes of Grace out of Nebraska, Graceland, Purdue, Calumet, and Waldorf. They've beaten Graceland twice. AIB will play one other GPAC school this season. That's Briarcliff. That comes on December the 16th. The Eagles are paced by Brandon Ely's 19.2 points per game. He's also converting 49.4% of his field goal attempts. He takes down 6.2 rebounds per contest. Adebayo Babaloa scores 14 points per game with 4.2 rebounds. He is converting 48.5% of his three-point tries. Trey Brown is the only other player averaging double figures with a 10.8 average. Michael Bronner and Jeremy Deemer score 8.4 and 7.8 points per game. Ely's the team leader in assists with 27 and steals with 12. AIB is averaging 77 points per game, surrendering 72.2 points per contest. They're getting out rebounded 36.2 to 35.5, but are making 46.7% of their field goals while opponents are making 45.3. AIB has forced 95 turnovers while committing 66. The defenders are 4-2 this season. Their losses are to Cardinal Stritch 10 days ago, 82-63, and they lost to Midland in conference play on Saturday, 104-95. The defenders average 88.7 points per game and allow 75.2 points per outing. They also are rebound teams 40.2 to 27.8, converting 50.9% of the field goals at attempts. They allow opponents 44.5% success. Tyler Walterstorff is scoring 15.7 points per game with 4.8 rebounds, and he is 10 of 17 shooting from behind the three-point line. Nathan Rendles is converting 14 points per game, has a 6.3 rebounding average, and he is converting 49.1% of his field goals and tops the team with 22 assists through six games. Brian Sumner and Leighton Sampson are scoring 11.8 and 11.0 points per game. with Sampson making nearly 70% of his field goal attempts. Alex Terpstra and Andrew O'Donnell average 8.2 and 7.3 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with starting lineups right after this. Starting lineups for tonight's contest, first of all, for the visitors from Dort College. They will go with number 5, Brian Sumner, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 11.8 points per game. Number 13 is Alex Terpstra. He's a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 8.2 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 14.0 points per contest. Tyler Walterstorff is a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 15.7 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the defenders will be Leighton Sampson, a 6'5 freshman from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 11 points per game. For the AIB Eagles, they will start number 15, Adebayo Babaloa, a 6'3 junior from Chicago, Illinois, averaging 14 points per game. Number 22 is Trey Brown, a 5'9 junior from Rosenberg, Texas, averaging 10.8 points per game. Number 31 is Michael Bronner. He's averaging 8.4 points per contest. He wears number 31. Number 32 is Brandon Ely, a 6'4 senior from Ziering, Iowa, averaging 19.2 points per game. And Jeremy Deemer wears number 44. He's a 6'7 freshman from Lamoni, Iowa, averaging 7.8 points per game. AIB is 5-1 so far this season. Dort College is 4-2. Let's take one more break and be back with the opening tap right after this. Dort College in their black jerseys, black shorts, white numbers trimmed out in yellow. The AIB Eagles in their home whites, red numbers, and they are trimmed out in blue. Not a bad-sized crowd on hand for tonight's contest. Several from Pella moving up and for tonight's contest. Also several out of just the central Iowa area. Here for today's contest, able to see some familiar faces. Dort College on the floor with their five, waiting the AIB Eagles. And the Eagles will send their five onto the floor, and we are just about set for basketball. Dort College with Terpstra, Walterstorff, Rendles, Sampson, and Sumner. AIB with Babaloa, Brown, Bronner, Ely, and Deemer. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Opening tap is up and controlled by AIB, and the Eagles have it. Eagles will set the offense with Trey Brown running the point. He's guarded there by Nathan Rendles. Dort College opening up in man-to-man defense. They pass at high post with a basketball. Right side is Bronner. Bronner tries to feed it to a cutter. It's taken away by Rendles. Here comes Dort College. Rendles passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline. Nothing there. Cut off. Picks up his dribble. Passes it back over to Rendles. Rendles down low. Sampson. Sampson off the glass. Good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0, our score. Dort College dumps it down low to the freshman post player on the first possession, and he converts. Brown with the basketball. He passes to Babaloa. Babaloa with the basketball. He goes right wing over to Brown. Brown with the ball, working against Rendles. Pick and roll, they give it off to Deemer. Deemer lay in good. Jeremy Deemer with a two-point bucket, and we're tied 2-2. Rendles passes over to Walterstorff. He spots up, casts up a three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Ely. Ely with the outlet pass over to Brown. Brown with the basketball. Passes left side over to Babaloa. Babaloa, three-pointer is good. Babaloa with the three-point bucket. AIB leads at 5-2. Right side pass over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Brian Sumner passes over to Rendles. Rendles spots up, puts up a three from the left wing. It's good. Three-point basket by Nathan Rendles, and we are tied at 5-5. Trey Brown will bring the basketball up for AIB. Eagles with the basketball. Dort College still in man-to-man defense. Eagles with a box, two on the block, two on the elbows, and a blocking foul called on Sumner on the help defense. Brian Sumner whistled for his first personal foul. It's his first. Team foul number one, first foul called on either team. And Trey Brown will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Brown was fouled in the act of shooting. 13 of 17 this season, 77% free throw shooter. The first one is in and out, no good. Another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Trey Brown. He's a 5'9 junior from Rosenberg, Texas. Left-hander. Sizes things up. And that one's up and down. So Brown makes one of two. And AIB back in front, 6-5. With the right side is Rendles. Rendles goes over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the deep right side, guarded there by Ely. Pass comes left side, Rendles. Rendles underneath Sampson. Sampson off the glass, no good. Missed it, rebound tipped, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Door College. It'll be AIB basketball. Eagles have the basketball. Babaloa with it. Length of the floor in front of him. Pass comes in, and they get it to Brown. Brown with a head full of steam, charging in, turns it over. Taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with it into the open court. Head to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball left side. Back over to Rendles. Rendles driving in, puts it up, draws contact, and the foul called on the play against Jeremy Deemer. Deemer is whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Earlier tonight, the Dort College Junior Varsity team victorious over AIB. Final score there ended up being 81-73. Dort College pulled away in the second half and then held on for the win. Nabla is in. Terpstra is out for Dort College. Rendles, a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, ties it up at 6-6. He's got another free throw coming. Rendles, 30 of 32 now this season from the charity stripe. Second free throw by Rendles off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared out by AIB. Long pass into the front court, and they turn it over. AIB a little loose with the basketball that time. Michael Brauner unable to haul in the touchdown pass, if you will. And it goes out of bounds on the baseline, Door College basketball. Rendles will bring it up. Brown will meet him about 10 feet after he brings it off, gets the inbounds pass, takes it across half court, does Rendles. Rendles might have traveled with it, no call made. Sampson with it. Sampson has it stripped. It's down on the floor. Sampson comes away with it, gets it back over to Nabla. Nabla grabs it, but loses it. And he got knee to knee with somebody. I believe that was Ely. Nabla a little shaken up, and a turnover against the defenders. They actually call over and back. An over and back violation on the defenders. Referees say Sampson had possession of it in the front court after it got jarred loose and threw it into the back court where Nabla had to take it away. They get it down low. Deemer. Deemer's shot is blocked from behind by Sampson, but Leighton Sampson has just picked up a personal foul, his first. Deemer will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jeremy Deemer is a 6'7 freshman from Lamoni, Iowa, averaging 7.8 points per game. Where's number 44? He'll step up to the free throw line and shoot the right-handed free throws. 17:22 left to go in the first half. We're tied 6-6. First free throw by Deemer is good. He's a 54% free throw shooter. Makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Deemer. Deemer's second free throw is up, and that one hangs on the rim and falls through. Deemer makes it 8-6. AIB in front by two. Into the front court is Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the left side over to Nabla. Nabla with it. Comes right side over to Rendles. Rendles with it on the wing. Gets it underneath Sampson. Sampson against Deemer. Count the hoop, and he is fouled, and Deemer has just picked up his second personal foul. Leighton Sampson took it right at him. Leighton Sampson gets it to go, and now Sampson, the 6'5 freshman from Worthington, Minnesota, with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College knots it up at 8-8 pending the free throw. Deemer will have a seat on the bench for the time being with two personal fouls. 2 minutes and 51 seconds into this contest. Sampson makes the free throw. Dort College regains the lead at 9-8. New player in for AIB. That's Jason Cameron, a 6'5 senior from Ankeny, Iowa. Wondering if he and Sumner were high school teammates. Very well may have been. Pass goes into the left corner. Adebayo, shot no good. Babaloa, that is. Adebayo, Babaloa misses the three. Rendles into the front court, passes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up Nabla. Nabla, right side, Sumner. Sumner gives it into the corner. Rendles, step back, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, taken down by Ely. Stolen away by Rendles. Rendles gives it off to Walterstorff. Walterstorff followed on the play by Babaloa. Babaloa picks up the personal foul, his first, and Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two free throws. Tyler Walterstorff to shoot a pair of free throws. Shooting percentage up to 68% from the free throw line for Tyler. First one is up on the rim, and it falls through. David Denherter checks into the contest. Leighton Sampson will check out. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf, trying to extend the lead for the defenders. Second free throw by Tyler, the senior. It's up and through. So Tyler and David Denherter, the only two seniors on the Dort College roster, playing together here. Sumner, Rendles, and Nabla on the floor as well. Trey Braun with it out front. Dort College leads by three. 11 to 8. Pass comes over to Ely. Ely out front with a basketball. Ely pull up from 17. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Nabla. Nabla ahead to Rendles. Rendles with a head full of steam. Tries to drop it off for Waltersdorf. It's taken back by AIB. Bronner driving in. Finger roll. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner with a basketball. Sumner ahead Nabla. Nabla over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf driving in. Draws the contact, and he is fouled on the play. And I believe that went on Michael Bronner. That's his first. Team foul number four on the Eagles. Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Waltersdorf, the leader in free throws attempted for the defenders. He has shot 55 already this season. This will be number 56, and that one's in and out, no good. Checking into the ballgame is O'Donnell. Checking out is Nathan Rendles. Dort College pressing the issue early in this one. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf, trying to extend it to a four-point lead, and it's up and through. So Waltersdorf gets that one to skip through, and the defenders lead 12-8. 15:50 left to play, first half. AIB Eagles with it. Trey Brown, guarded there by Andrew O'Donnell. Gets a screen out front by Browner. They pass left side to Babaloa. Babaloa with the basketball. Babaloa gives it right side back over to Brown. Babola gets it back underneath. That was Browner. Browner's two-point basket is good, and Dort College leads 12-10. Now a steal in the backcourt. Ely. Ely sidesteps the defensive player, blocked by O'Donnell, gets his own rebound back. Ely dumps it in, and Dort College and AIB are tied 12-12 with 15:18 remaining in the first half. With it, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up Sumner. Sumner left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the wing. Tyler driving into the lane, and he's going to be called for steps. Travel violation on Tyler Waltersdorf. Terpstra's in. Sumner will check out. AIB with the basketball. Dort College moments ago had a four-point lead. AIB with back-to-back buckets. And the AIB Eagles will bring it up the floor with an opportunity to take the lead. Tied 12-12. Brown with it out front. He drives into the lane, gets it away. Ely. Ely steps inside the three-point line. His shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Dort College. Waltersdorf got it away to Nabla. Nabla up the left side with it into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra squares up. His three from the left corner. Good. Three-point basket by Alex Terpstra, the sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Knocks it down, and the defenders lead 15-12 on the transition three. AIB basketball, Brown. Trey Brown guarded there by Andrew O'Donnell. They pass it into the lane and dumping it underneath. Dort College's defense got sucked up. And they dump it down low for Jason Cameron. Cameron with a two-point bucket trims it down to a 15-14 lead. 15-14 our score. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell in danger of a 5 seconds call. Driving into the lane. Dumps it off for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf muscles it up. 2 points. Good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 5 points off the assist by O'Donnell. O'Donnell under pressure that time was able to get into the lane and dumped it off, and Waltersdorf was able to knock down the short shot. AIB basketball, Brown, guarded there by O'Donnell again, man-to-man defense. They give it to Ely. Ely in the lane, steps outside the three-point line. He's 2 feet behind the three-point line. Now he'll back it out to the center jump circle. 15 seconds to shoot. Pass into the corner to Babola. Babola shot no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Denherter. Denherter gets it away to O'Donnell, but O'Donnell travels with it as he's under pressure right away from Brown. And the Dort College defenders, Denherter, Waltersdorf, and Nabla check into, out of the contest. Sampson, Rendles, and Taylor Feenstra check in. AIB basketball. They throw it in over the top. They get it into Jason Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Cameron gives it up to Bronner. Bronner fires it underneath, and we've got a hand check called on Nathan Rendles. Rendles whistled for his first personal. Team foul number three on the defenders. 14 fouls for AIB, 3 on the defenders. A fresh 35 seconds on the shot clock now for the Eagles. They get the ball inbounded to Cameron, looking for Ely. Instead, they go into the corner, Brown. Brown to Bronner. Bronner on the baseline. His shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Here comes Door College. Rendles up the floor. Stops right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell underneath Sampson. Sampson gathers himself. Shot, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot, no good. Again, rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Door College basketball. Well, it certainly looked like Leighton Sampson did enough to draw the foul call against AIB, but no call came. Sampson gathered himself and got knocked on the arm, but no call made. Door College will inbound. O'Donnell to throw it in. He'll throw it in over the top, gets it to Rendles. Rendles, right side it goes, Feenstra, Feenstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Nathan. Nathan gives it up, Terp. Terp, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by AIB, and coming away with the basketball is Marcus Mackelson. Mackelson with the basketball. He goes over to Brown. Brown with it out front. Brown with the basketball in between the circles. Door College by three. 12:40 left to go, first half. Brown gets a screen out front, gets another screen. Now they pass it off to Bronner. Bronner steps, no call made. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Over to Rendles. Rendles off and running. Rendles relentlessly to the hoop. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. They're going to say the foul came before the shot. And that foul called on Mackelson. Mackelson whistled for his first personal. Team foul number 5 on AIB. Checking into the contest, 3 new players for AIB. Chris Ford, Daryl Stewart. And one more player, I believe Riley. Pass to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it out front. O'Donnell, Feenstra. Feenstra sets, fires 3. No good. Rebound and controlled by Sampson. Sampson pumps it off to Rendles. Rendles lay in, good. 6 points for Rendles. Door College leads 19-14. 12 minutes left to go in the first half. With the basketball out front is Ford. Ford goes into the corner, nothing there. Comes back over to Mackelson. Mackelson to Stewart. Stewart, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out long, controlled by Ford. Now taken away by Sumner. Here comes Door College. Long pass into the front court, O'Donnell. O'Donnell to the trailer. Rendles. Rendles stops, pops, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB and Mackelson. Mackelson gives it off to Ford. Chris Ford into the front court. Ford gives it back over to Mackelson. Mackelson, Stewart. Stewart, left corner, guarded there by Feenstra. Comes back out front to Chris Ford. Door College still in man-to-man defense. Both teams going to their bench right now. Plenty of reserves on the floor. Door College by 5. Pass comes out front. 2-point shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Feenstra. Feenstra outlets over to Rendles. Rendles into the front court, Sumner. Sumner looking down low for Sampson, instead reverses over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Rendles. Rendles, spin move in the lane, clogged up, shot good. Somehow he got it up, 8 points. Nord College leads 21-14. Rendles in among the trees that time, was able to get the shot to go. David Denherter waiting at the scorer's table. AIB with the basketball. This is Ford. Ford with it. Ford gives it up to Babola. Into the right corner. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by AIB. It'll be North College basketball. Nice little run there by the defenders. They've outscored AIB 9-2 since it was 12-12 with 15-18 remaining. So in a little over 4 minutes of play, North College has pushed their lead to 7 after it was tied. O'Donnell with the basketball. Walterstorff back in. O'Donnell running point right now. Rendles on the bench. They pass it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Euro step, layup good. Tyler Walterstorff with 7 points, and the defenders lead 23-14. 23-14, our score. Ford will bring it up. AIB will send Ely back into the fray. They pass it over to, Ford has it. He gives it up to Babola. Babola with the basketball. Babola comes back right side over to Mackelson. Mackelson to Ford. Ford guarded there by O'Donnell. Ford with it at the free throw line. Double teamed. Loses the basketball. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Stewart. Daryl Stewart with the basketball. He's going to drive in. Tough shot, and he gets it to go off the glass. Daryl Stewart with a 2-point bucket. North College leads 23-16. Long pass into the front court to Denherter. 3-pointer Sumner, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. Coming up with it is Mackelson. Mackelson gets it up to Ford. Ford over to Stewart. Stewart step back three. Left-hander rattles it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB, I believe. It'll be North College basketball. Coach Ross Dumm of that time got into the action. Not a lot of space on the sideline here. Ross Dalma up off of his chair, and he's got the chairs are set about 3 feet off of the floor, and once Coach Ross Dalma steps up, stands up, doesn't have much room to roam, and that time, a couple of players knocked into him. Dort College ends up with the basketball, so he doesn't mind, and AIB calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Eagles. 9:41 left to play, first half. Dort College leads 23-16 with the basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGT. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty at Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM on the floor for the defenders. It'll be Walterstorff, Rendles, Knoblod, and Herter, and Sumner. For AIB, it is Cameron, Stewart, Ely, Babola, and Brown. They pass it high post, Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it on the floor. His hesitation move, shot no good. Rebound deflected. It's down on the floor, picked up by Den Herter. Gets it back over to Rendles. Ugly play. Lots of bodies on the floor. Rendles driving baseline, and he's going to be called for carrying the basketball. Kicked it into the corner to Sumner, and Sumner's three went, but they're going to wave it off as they say that he carried the basketball first. AIB over the basketball in the backcourt is Brown. 9:19 left to play first half. Dort College by 7, 23-16. Ely with the basketball out front. He passes left side. Get it back over to Ely. Ely down to the baseline. Ely back over to Stewart. Stewart, ball fake. Dumps it underneath, and the ball is deflected. Out of bounds, last touch by AIB and Jason Cameron. Dort College basketball. Stewart checks out of the ball game. Khalid Smith checks in. Dort College will bring it up. Rendles. Man-to-man defense applied by AIB. Pass right side, Sumner, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. Ely got into the passing lane, the KG veteran. Boy, he's been through a lot here at AIB in terms of basketball wins and losses. He's gone through some very, very lean years, and this year AIB off to a 5-1 start. Patrick Knoblaw is going to be called for a foul underneath. Knoblaw whistled for the personal. And for Patrick, that is foul number one. Team foul number five on the defenders. Den Herter and Knoblaw check out of the ballgame. Terpstra and Sampson are in. AIB inbounding the basketball. Babola checking it in. Babola gets it into Brown. Brown deep near midcourt as he receives the pass. With it on the right side now, guarded by Rendles. Comes back left side over to Babola. Babola in the lane. His short jumper is good. Babola with 5 points. And AIB whittling away at what was a 9-point lead at 23-14. It's now 23-18. Dort College basketball right side, Terpstra. Terpstra gives it off to Rendles. Rendles looking down low for Sampson. Sampson has come all the way up to the elbow fighting for position. They get it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the corner, gives it up Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing, comes back over to Rendles. Rendles with it on the right side, 15 to shoot. Rendles shakes left, goes right, gets caught up in the air, gives it away Terpstra. 8 seconds left, comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra out front, Sumner, 5 to shoot. Gets it in the lane to Rendles. Rendles tries to dump it underneath, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touched by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. Feenstra checks into the contest. Walterstorff will check out. Dort College with 1 second to get a shot off here. Rendles to throw it in.
Rindles' pass is tipped and taken away by Ely. Ely coming back the other way. Long pass into the front court. Babola. Babola slam dunk with the left hand. He's got 7 points. And AIB has cut the lead down to 23-20. Dort College basketball. Dort College was up 9 moments ago. AIB called the timeout, and they have answered. They've got 6 points in a row since. Terpstra with the basketball. Dort College leading by three. Into the corner, Sumner. AIB stepping up the defensive pressure. Sumner back over to Rindles. Rindles gives it off Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Terpstra. Terpstra back to Rindles. Rindles driving into the lane. Dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson with the left hand, no good. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Cameron. Cameron ahead to Brown. Brown driving in. Brown dumps it off. Layup good. 2-point bucket for AIB and Babola. Babola now 9 points, and AIB has cut what was a 23-14 lead down to 23-22. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. A couple significant momentum shifts already. Dort College got out to a 23-14 lead at about the 10-minute mark of this first half. Since then, AIB has scored 8 unanswered and trailed by 1, 23-22. Dort College basketball, O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell brings it up across the timeline. Andrew with it in between the circles. Passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra looking for Feenstra. Instead goes right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the right wing. Andrew with the basketball down to the baseline. Cut off. Fires it cross court. Terp. Terp. Three ball. And off the mark. No good. Just short. Rebound taken away by Ely. Here comes AIB with a chance to take their first lead since the early going. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it up the left sideline. Andrew with the basketball. Back over to Feenstra. Feenstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell. Three-pointer. Good. Andrew O'Donnell averaging 7.3 points per game. Hits one from the left baseline. Dort College leads it 26-22. 6:23 left to play here in the first half. AIB basketball, Trey Brown. Brown passes into the corner himself over to Babola. Babola clears out a path. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot blocked and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Babola lowered his left shoulder, got to the hoop. His short shot missed. He got his own rebound back, tried the putback, and got tied up on the putback attempt. And the Dort College defenders will bring the basketball up. This is Andrew O'Donnell into the front court working against Brown. Passes over to Feenstra. Feenstra, two players around him. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner gives underneath Sampson. Sampson kicks it back outside, and he is held on the play. And Sumner hit another three. That's the second time it's happened to him tonight, where instead of getting the three-point bucket to go, the whistle made the play dead. Inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop is O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sampson. Sampson muscles it up. Good. Leighton Sampson with 7 first-half points. Dort College leads 28-22. So Dort College comes out of the timeout with 5 straight. Dort College leads by 6. Trey Brown over the basketball. 5:40 left to play, first half. AIB over the basketball. Fast moving first half of action. Brown the floater. Shot no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. Khalid Smith took the basketball away from him, and then Feenstra tripped him up. Foul number 1 on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra, 6'7 freshman from Hall, whistled for his first personal. Pass goes into Cameron. Cameron gives it up to Khalid Smith. Smith, a 6'4 junior. And Brandon Ely's going to be called for steps before he can get that shot off. That one whispered through the net, but he gets called for a travel violation. Dort College with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell brings it up with the left hand, working against Brown. Hands it off to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra picks up his dribble, shovels it off to Sumner. Sumner with it, looking down low. Sumner looking for Sampson, still looking. Passes over to Feenstra. Feenstra out front to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, stripped by Brown. Here comes AIB. Brown driving in, shot no good. But a foul called on the play against Dort College, and I believe Terpstra. Alex Terpstra whistled for his first personal foul. And that is team foul number 6 on the defenders. 4 fresh bodies in for the defenders. Feenstra, Sampson, O'Donnell, and Terpstra check out. Nablod, Herder, Sumner, Waltersdorf, and Rindles are in the ballgame right now for the defenders. Those are the 5. Eagles inbound it. And we've got a hold called on David Denherter on the inbounds pass, and Cameron will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and the bonus. Bonus time for AIB. Both teams will be in the bonus from here on out. 4:58 left to play. So 4:58 left to go in this first half. Dort College leads AIB 28-22. Cameron, a senior, will step to the free throw line. One and one opportunity as he was fouled on the inbounds play. First free throw is good by Cameron. 3 points for Cameron. Another one on the way for Cameron. He's played extensively because of foul trouble for Jeremy Deemer. Colette Smith checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Michael Brunner. Cameron makes both free throws. It's 28-24, Dort College leading. Dort College basketball, Waltersdorf over to Nabla. Nabla with it, gives it up out front. Rindles. Rindles back over to Nabla. Zone defense applied by AIB. Looks like a 1-3-1. They pass it underneath. Waltersdorf missed the shot and then gets called for the foul on the rebound. Worst possible scenario for the defenders. The missed shot by Waltersdorf. He then went up for the offensive rebound. Gets whistled for the personal. It's his first. Team foul number 8 on the defenders. Now by my count, Dort College has 8 different players with 1 foul each. Jason Cameron averaging 6.8 points per contest. Goes to the free throw line for his 3rd and 4th free throws potentially, but he misses the front end of the 1-1. And the Dort College defender lead remains 28-24. 2-3 zone now by AIB. Well, now it looks like they're in a man-to-man, actually. Nabla passes it left side over to Rindles. Rindles takes right, drives left, reverses it to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball underneath to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf guarded there by Brauner. Comes back left side to Sumner. Sumner driving in and dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. It'll be AIB basketball. Turnover by the defenders. AIB gets it back. And the AIB Eagles, trailing 28-24, bring the ball up. Trey Brown will do the honors. Trey Brown with the basketball, passes left side to Babola. Babola comes back out front to Cameron. Cameron, right side to Brauner. Brauner to Ely. Ely on the baseline. He steps back. His 18-footer missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Nathan Rindles passes right side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Rindles. Rindles gives it up into the corner, Sumner. Sumner stops at the top of the key, slips, and comes up a little gimpy. Passes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf, shot in the lane, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Ely. Ely with the basketball. Ely driving in. Ely dumps it off for Brown. Brown's layup good. Trey Brown with the 2-point bucket. He's got 3. And the defender lead is 28-26. Rindles back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drives in, layup good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 9 first half points. Dort College leads 30-26, 3:05 remaining. 3:05 remaining in the first half. AIB basketball, Brown. Brown with it on the right wing, guarded there by Rindles. They try to set a ball screen for him. Rindles fights through it. Now Rindles out hassling Brown and tips it away. Sampson, O'Donnell, Terpstra, and Sumner, Denherter, Nabla out. 2:51 remaining in the first half. Dort College 30, AIB 26. Babola inbounds the basketball to Brown. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Trey Brown working with it out front. Brown step back, 8 seconds on the shot clock, gets it underneath to Cameron, and Cameron is fouled on the play by Leighton Sampson, and Leighton has just picked up his second personal foul. Taylor Feenstra is going to check into the ballgame. So team foul number 9 on the defenders, and they spread them out as much as they could. That's the first player to pick up multiple fouls for Dort College. To the free throw line is 2 for Cameron. That's a shooting foul. First one is up and through. He's got another one coming. So Feenstra is in. Sampson checks out. 2:39 remaining, first half. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw is up and good. So Cameron makes both free throws, and the Dort lead is 30-28. Rindles gives it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Comes back right side, back over to Rindles. Rindles, Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up in traffic. Good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 32-28. AIB basketball. Bobola will bring it up. He's guarded by O'Donnell. Gives it back over to Brown. Brown the playmaker. A little shorter, a little quicker. They give it to Ely on the curl cut. He tries a behind-the-back pass. It's stripped. Rindles taps it away. O'Donnell doesn't give up on the play, but he steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College unable to maintain possession of it. AIB will get it back. AIB Eagles with it in the backcourt. And somewhere along the line, the shot clock got reset, and I don't think it should have. There was no shot there, and there was no possession change. AIB still has it, though, and there was no question on the play. Comes back over to Brown. Brown gives it up. Bobola. Bobola, 17-footer, missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. 1:45 left to play, first half. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan passes underneath Terpstra. Terpstra puts it up. Off the glass. Good. Alex Terpstra with a two-point hit. He's got five, and the defenders lead 34-28. 1:30 remaining, first half. Trey Brown at the center jump circle, Dort College by six. Brown gets a ball screen, kicks it into the corner, Bobola. Bobola back over to Brown. Brown right wing beyond the three-point line. Brown will drive in, tries to pass it, and throws it away. Taylor Feenstra on the help defense slid over and was able to bother or get into the passing lane enough that Trey Brown did not have a good angle. Bringing the ball up is Rindles. Rindles over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff will hand it off to O'Donnell left wing. O'Donnell steps right, moves left, nothing there. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra right side, Rindles. Rindles with a deep right wing. Rindles looks underneath, instead kicks out Walterstorff right wing. Now over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell runner with the right hand. Good. Tough shot by O'Donnell. He was moving to his left. Somehow had enough body control to get that shot up. Moving away from the basket, if you will. And got the shot to go. Dort College by eight. AIB basketball. Brown driving. Nothing there. Right wing. Comes back to Cameron. Cameron step back. 18-footer. Cameron hangs on the rim. Two-pointer is good. Cameron with a two-point bucket. He's got eight first-half points. Dort College leads 36-30. And Dort College will hold for the final shot, or at least that's the plan. Rindles will bring the basketball into the front court. Nathan with it. Rindles. Nothing there. And he's going to be called. And Ross Dommel wants a timeout. Nathan Rindles was in danger of a 5 seconds call. Coach Ross Dommel and the Dort College defenders had a timeout to burn. They have used one already, so they've got five remaining. And he likes to use the 30-second one here to preserve the possession. If he did not call that timeout, Rindles was going to get rung up for the 5 seconds call. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College basketball. Walterstorff in danger of a 5 seconds call, and Dort College can't get the ball inbounded, and that'll drive a coach crazy. Coach Ross Dommel forced to use another timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Well, you certainly hope down the stretch that these two burn timeouts with 11.2 seconds remaining don't come back to haunt the defenders. You hope they don't need them later. O'Donnell picks up his dribble. He's double-teamed, gets it away. Shot with 3 seconds left, no good, but David Denherter there for the putback. And somehow, someway, Dort College gets a two-point bucket. That is not how it was diagrammed. You can tell by the body language by Coach Dama as he shakes his head. O'Donnell fired one up from three-point range. With about 3 seconds remaining, it hit off the bottom of the backboard, or the lower quarter of the backboard. And David Denherter, right place, right time. And the senior post player dumps it in, and the defenders lead 38-30 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. We're at halftime. The Dort College Defender men hold an 8-point lead, 38-30. Women's basketball in Peru, Nebraska. Dort College leads Peru State double figures. I believe the last score I saw was 75-61. And the clock winding down, and it appears Dort College will be able to run out the clock, and they will win that ball game. Dort College women getting the victory. If we receive details on that, we'll pass them along to you. No promises here in this men's contest. Dort College and AIB were tied at 2-5-6. AIB led on a couple different occasions, 5-2, 6-5, 8-6. Dort College took the lead at 9-8 and have not trailed since. There was a tie at 12-12 with 15-18 remaining in the first half. Dort College proceeded to score 11 of the next 13 points to lead 23-14. AIB used a timeout, down 23-16. And from there, the AIB Eagles cut the lead down to 23-22 over about a 2-minute and 30-second span. Dort College called the timeout of their own, up by one, came out. Andrew O'Donnell drills a three to make it 26-22. Dort College had it, AIB had it down 2 points at 28-26 and 30-28. Dort College, though, with four unanswered to go up 34-28 and actually went up 8-36-28. And the two teams exchanged buckets in the closing minute to send it to the intermission, 38-30. Tyler Waltersdorf leads Dort College with 9 points unofficially. AIB led by Adebayo Babola. He also has 9 points. Women's game in Peru has gone final. 77-61, the final score, Dort College over Peru State in women's college basketball. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. We'll be back with the official numbers for the first half of play right after this timeout. Dort College leads at halftime, 38-30. Here's how the numbers look. For Dort College, they are 15 of 30 from the floor, 50%. 3 of 11 on threes for 27.3%. So take away those three-pointers. Dort College is 12 of 19 from the deck. 5 of 7 on free throws. 20 rebounds to 14 for AIB. 10 turnovers for the defenders to 8 for AIB. 2 steals by the defenders, 5 by AIB. AIB 11 of 28 from the floor, 39.3%, 1 for 6 on threes, 16.7%, 7 of 9 on free throws, 77.8%. Individually, Dort College is led by Tyler Walterstorff's 9 points, Nathan Rindles has 8, Leighton Sampson has 7, Andrew O'Donnell off of the bench for 5 along with Alex Terpstra, 2 points each for Taylor Feenstra and David Den Herter. For AIB, Adebayo Babola has 9 points. Jason Cameron has 8 in a reserve role. 3 for Trey Brown, 2 for each for Michael Brauner and Brandon Ely. 4 for Jeremy Deemer, and 2 for Daryl Stewart. Brandon Ely has a team-high 5 rebounds, and a game-high 5 rebounds for that matter for AIB. 3 rebounds for Marcus Mackelson. For Dort College, 4 for Nathan Rindles in terms of rebounds. 3 each for David Den Herter, Taylor Feenstra, and Leighton Sampson. 3 assists for Rindles, 2 for Sampson, 3 for O'Donnell. Alex Terpstra and Nathan Rindles each have 1 steal. AIB's Brandon Ely has 3 steals. Trey Brown has 6 assists. Brandon Ely has 3 assists. We're at halftime. Dort College 38, AIB 30. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of what's happening the rest of the week in terms of our broadcasts. Right after this. Numbers from the Peru State Dort College women's basketball game. Dort College 28 of 63 from the floor, 44%. 5 of 11 on threes for 45.5%. They hold a 43-35 rebounding edge on the Bobcats. Dort College was led by Robin Blunt's 15 points, 13 for Cassidy Vredevoad off of the bench. Abby Chapman added 13. And Alyssa Paloma had 11 points with 7 assists and 2 steals. For Peru State, 17 points for Shelby Hess, 14 points for Carly Stewart. The Door College women are now 5-2. Peru State falls to 1-4. The Door College women will be facing Doan this Saturday. That's a 2 o'clock start time. Crete, Nebraska, Door College versus Doan College in GPAC basketball. That will be the first game of the twin bill in Crete, as the Door College men also facing Doan on Saturday afternoon. That is a 4 o'clock start time for the men. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break and be back with more right after this. This is Door College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Door College Basketball on KDCR made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisor. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Crate, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Putting the ball on the deck, taking it hard into the lane is Babola. Babola throws it away. It's touched, though, by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball right side of the lane as we pace the hoop. About 15 feet out on the baseline. Right near the end of the word, the block lettering Eagles on the baseline. Brandon Ely working against Rindle. Step back, 17-footer is good. Brandon Ely gets a two-point bucket to go. Dort College off and running the other way, and they turn it over. It'll be AIB basketball. Well, Ely got his shoulder into Rindle's just a little bit. Knocked Rindle's backwards, and Ely knocks down the step-back jumper. And AIB trails by 6, 38-32. Trey Brown with the basketball. Brown with it on the left side. He passes off to Babola. Babola with the basketball. Babola gives it up Deemer. Deemer right side. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Long three. Attempt by Bronner. Here comes Dort College. Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the front court. Tyler. Crossover move. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go against Bronner. Michael Bronner whistled for the personal. His second. And Nathan Rindles will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. He's going to be just outside the lane. Dort College setting up two on the blocks, two on the elbows. Inbounding the basketball is Rindles. Throws it in over the top to Terpstra. Terpstra in between the circles. Right side to Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up Sumner. Sumner, round the horn they go. Back over to Walt. Catch, fire, three. Good. Three-point basket. Tyler Walterstorff, he's got a dozen. Dort College leads by 9, 41-32, matching their biggest lead of the ball game. Brown with the basketball in between the circles. Last time Dort College was up 9, AIB responded with an 8-0 run. Ely, jumper from 17, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra, shovels it off to Walterstorff. Walterstorff up the left sideline with it. Now crosses over to the middle with the right hand. And a foul called on Michael Bronner. Bronner whistled for his third personal. Bronner will check out of the contest. Khalid Smith will check in. Bronner, 8.4 points per game average. He picks up two quickies, though. 1:23 gone in the first, in the second half, and he picks up his second and third foul. Pass comes to Sampson. Sampson crosses over. His shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Terp. Terp shovels it off for Walterstorff. Walterstorff, no good. Now the ball's down on the floor. It's picked up by Babola. Babola driving in. Babola puts it up, and they are letting him play now. Wow. Lots of contact on both ends of the floor. Neither coaching staff happy. And AIB will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College definitely got away with one on their defensive end. AIB got away with one or two on their defensive end. Pass to Smith. Smith driving in. Layup with the left hand. Good. Well, you don't want this to turn into a brawl, because I don't think that plays into Dort College's favor. AIB a little bit stronger, it would appear to me. A little more experience. Walterstorff shot no good. Rebound Sampson. No. It's controlled by AIB. Eagles with the basketball. AIB coming back the other way. Trey Brown. Trey Brown kicks into the corner. Ely. Ely three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound controlled by AIB and Smith. Smith gives it off to Babola. Babola three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Nathan into the front court. Norcollet will go to the bench here and try to get some fresh bodies back on the floor. Walthersdorf gives it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra drives in. The floater with the right hand, moving to his left, is good. Alex Terpstra with 7 points. Stuart College leads 43-34. AIB basketball. Brown, Trey Brown, setting the offense. Driving in. Gets it to go, and he's fouled on the play. And Nathan Rindles picks up his second personal. Trey Brown will go to the free throw line, where he is 1-for-2 tonight. He'll try to complete the three-point play. Nabla checks in, Terpstra checks out, Denherter is in, Sampson is out. 43-36, Dort College leading by 7, pending the free throw attempt by Trey Brown, 5'9 junior from Rosenberg, Texas, and that one's up and down. He's got 6 points, AIB cuts it to 43-37. Dort College, right side, Sumner. Three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away, Smith. Smith, long pass into the front court, Brown. Brown tries a behind-the-back dribble pass. It's taken back by Rindles. Rindles over to Walthersdorf. Here comes Dort College back the other way, and Brown reaches in, and Walthersdorf is fouled on the play. Trey Brown whistled for the personal. His first. 17:04 remaining, Dort College by 6. Wild action here in the last minute and a half or so. It's turned very physical. And they're trying to wipe some of the moisture up off of the floor. Brown will check out of the contest. Checking in is Chris Ford. Nabla checks the ball in. He gives it off to Rindles. Rindles with it up front. Nathan with it on the right side. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, Nabla. Nabla on the left side. Nabla gives it over to Rindles. Rindles driving in against Ely. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball, and he is fouled on the play by Khalid Smith. Smith reaches in, gets called for the foul. It's team foul number 4 already on AIB here in the second half. Nabla will inbound the basketball. Smith that time just reached in and got all wrist, so he got called for the foul. Rindles with it, and a reach-in foul again called on Khalid Smith. That's number 2 on him. He's picked them both up in the last 5 seconds or so. Nabla will check out of the contest. I beg your pardon, Rindles will check out. O'Donnell is back in. Nabla to throw it in, gets it in to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, Nabla. Nabla driving in. Floater in the lane. Good. Patrick Nabla finds his way into the heart of the lane. Good things happen there. Dort College leads by 8, 45-37. Ford will bring the basketball up. Well, both teams going to the bench with their point guards right now. Pass out front to Deemer. Deemer right side. Ford gives it up. Ely. Ely guarded there by Nabla. Back over to Ford. Ford set shot. His three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball ahead to Nabla. Nabla into the corner. Sumner. B-Sum with it down to the baseline. Nothing there. Now the cutter. Nabla. Nabla off of the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Deemer for AIB. The Eagles coming back the other way. Down by 8. Ford with it. Ford travels with it. Got away with one early. They let that one slide. And this time he goes to the crossover move. One of those end-one moves. And he gets whistled for the travel violation. It'll be Dort College basketball. Walthersdorf gets it inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell brings the basketball up. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. Out front with it. Guarded there by Khalid Smith. Pass is deflected by Ely. And touched last by Patrick Nabla. It is AIB basketball. They say Nabla touched it last. Ball is inbounded to Ford, guarded there by O'Donnell. Ford with the basketball, dribbling with the left hand. Gets a screen by Deemer. O'Donnell fights over the top of one screen, now goes under that one. Back over to Ford. Ford to Smith. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Dort College and O'Donnell. It is AIB basketball. O'Donnell came in late. And it went off of his hands out of bounds. O'Donnell will stay in. Everybody else checks out. Sumner, Denherter, Walterstorff, and Knobloch for the defenders. Feenstra, Terpstra, Sampson, and Rindles in. So four new players for Dort College. Pass comes out front to Ely. Ely guarded there by Terpstra. Ely will back it out. Looks like he wants a ball screen. He gets one. Terpstra fights through the ball screen. They dump it underneath Ely. Ely's shot no good. Rebound taken away from Sampson. Sampson with the basketball gives it ahead to Rindles. Rindles driving in with the right hand. Short arm the layup attempt. No good. There for the rebound of the putback, though, is Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra working hard under the glass. You like to see the big guys follow the play, and that time he did. And he gets the putback because of it. And Dort College has their first 10-point lead of the ballgame. 14:50 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College leads 47-37. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Earlier tonight, Dort College women's basketball victorious over Peru State 77-61. The defender women improved to 5-2 this season. They'll try to get their first win in conference play on Saturday when they travel to Crete, Nebraska, to take on the Doan College Tigers. And then one more game before Thanksgiving break. That'll be 1 week from last night against Mount Marty back at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Brandon Ely hounded there by Terpstra. They get it into Ely. Ely on the baseline, cut off, comes back outside to Brown. Brown gives it away to Babola. Babola to Ely. Ely, 18-footer, left it short, no good. Rebound taken off the deflection by Terpstra. Doesn't have the numbers, does Alex Terpstra. Comes back right side, Rindles. Rindles to O'Donnell. Deep three, no good, left it short. Rebound cleared by AIB. Coming up with it is Khalid Smith. Smith over to Brown. Brown puts it up, blocked out of bounds by Sampson. It will be AIB basketball. 14-18 remaining in this contest. You are listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa. AIB basketball right side of the lane as we face the basket on their offensive end. A track surrounding the floor. The balcony area actually is the running track here at AIB's Fitness Center. Driving the lane is Brown. So every time you inbound underneath the basket, you are under an overhang. Ball deflected, tipped by Rindles. Rindles still after it, and he'll get an easy layup out of it. Rindles with the steal and the lay-in. Nathan Rindles with 10 points. Dort College leads 49-37, biggest lead of the ballgame, 13:50 remaining. Trey Brown with the basketball. Dort College still in man-to-man defense. Brown with it out front, guarded by Rindles. Comes back out front. They dump it underneath Cameron. Cameron, hook shot in the lane is good. Jason Cameron, good position that time. He puts the hook shot up over the top of Leighton Sampson. Left side pass goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it out front. Andrew picks up his dribble, passes right side over to Rindles. Rindles playing with two sophomores, two freshmen on the floor. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra, nothing there. Terpstra comes back right side to Rindles. Rindles dumps it off Sampson. Sampson hesitates. His shot, no good. There for the rebound, though, is O'Donnell. O'Donnell has a blocked out of bounds by Babola. It'll be Dort College inbounding the basketball. Dort College will toss it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Checking out of the contest is Ely. Inbounding will be O'Donnell for the defenders. O'Donnell gets it into Rindles. And they're going to say Rindles pushed off underneath. Don't see that call very often. Feenstra checks out. Sampson checks out. Walterstorff and Sumner are in. Feenstra and O'Donnell check out as well. Here's your five for Dort College. Terpstra, Sumner, Walterstorff, Denherter, and Rindles. So you've got, I believe, three of the five swapped. Backcourt remains the same. That's Terpstra and Rindles. Driving with the right hand. Shot is up. Wave off the basket. Joel Riley, a 6'1 junior from Waterloo, seeing his first action tonight. He took it into the lane, drew the foul. Foul called on Dort College and Alex Terpstra. That's number two on Terp. Ball's deflected out. Coming up with it is Cameron. Cameron gives it up over to Smith. Yes, that was Khalid Smith. With it yet is Joel Riley. Riley with the basketball. Riley tries it again. Passes to Babola. Babola three. Good. Adebayo Babola with 12 points. And the defender lead is 49-42. So it's back to a 7-point advantage. Rindles back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the left wing. Walterstorff comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra in between the circles. Terpstra has it on the right side. Walterstorff reverses Rindles. Rindles on the left wing. Comes back out front. Sumner. Sumner three ball. Cash. Beesum gets his first three. Dort College leads 52-42. First bucket made by Sumner this time. While play was still happening, he had two earlier in the ball game, both in the first half waved off due to a foul call and a travel violation, neither of them that he was involved in. Joel Riley answers with a two. Dort College leads 52-44. 11:40 left to play first half in the ball game, I should say. Rindles driving in, nothing there, has it stripped. Here's Sumner, and we've got a blocking foul called on Trey Brown. Trey Brown whistled for his second personal. Patrick Knobla checks in. Alex Terpstra will check out. Knobla will throw the ball in for the defenders. He'll do it right in front of the Dort College bench. Not much room there. Knobla gets it inbounded to Rindles. And a technical foul called on Brown, and I believe he has picked up his third foul on the inbounds play. He picks up a technical foul, which will also count as a personal foul. So that's number three and number four on him. And Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Trey Brown checks out of the ball game. So Brown has picked up his second, third, and fourth fouls in not much time. Rindles makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. He's got 11 points. Another free throw on the way for Rindles. This one's up and hangs on the rim and drops through. Rindles now 3 for 4. 32 for 35. And it should be a 1-1 now for Dort College, and it will be. And Brian Sumner will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Well, we'll see what effect this has on AIB. Sometimes these kind of sequences will ignite a team. Brian Sumner trying to add to the 10-point Dort College lead. Free throw is up by Brian. Rattles. Good. Another one on the way for Brian Sumner. Well, as the second half has gone, emotions have flared at times. And Trey Brown was on the ragged edge a couple different occasions and picked up a personal on an inbounds play and took exception to it. And he ends up with a technical foul. Now he's on the bench. We'll see when he comes back. With the basketball out front is Joel Riley. Riley tied up on the play by Walterstorff on his drive into the lane. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. And the AIB coach, he's saying, let me do the arguing. And he's trying to take control of the situation as well, trying to get his team refocused. They are not out of this by any means, are the Eagles, trailing by 12, 56-44. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff off balance, shot no good. Tap by Rindles is up and good. Nathan Rindles with a 2-point bucket. He's got 14, and the defenders lead 58-44. 11 minutes left to go in the contest. AIB basketball, Joel Riley. Riley with it on the wing. Riley. Battered away by Walterstorff. Riley picks it up. And Riley is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on Nathan Rindles. Nathan picks up his third personal. And that is team foul number four on the defenders in this half. And a timeout on the floor charged to AIB. This is KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM, back with more in a moment.
The Dort College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Pass goes left side over to Khalid Smith, and a holding foul called on Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on him. And that is team foul number five on the defenders. So the North College defenders defending again. AIB inbounding. Bobola to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. He'll throw it into the backcourt to Cameron. Cameron will dribble it up. He passes right side over to Riley. Riley with the basketball. Riley dumps it into Cameron. Cameron loses it, gets it back. Pass into the corner, Ely. Ely double team, gets it away. Three on the way, is off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped by Den Herter, picked up by Cameron. Here's AIB with the basketball. And losing it on the way up is Khalid Smith. Here comes Dort College, Tyler Walterstorff to take it across the timeline. Tyler with the basketball. He's going to drive with the right hand. Double team. Dumps it off for Den Herter. Den Herter is fouled on the play, and David will go to the free throw line to shoot. David, a 73% free throw shooter. So two free throws on the way for the senior. 6'9 from Sioux Center. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter. He's got 3 points, trying to extend the lead. 9:59 remaining. Den Herter cashes them both in. North College in the midst of an 8-0 run right now. They've gone from up 8 to up 16, 60-44. 60-44 with the basketball is Joel Riley. Riley with it on the right wing. Riley passes left side to Bobola. Bobola back over to Riley. Riley puts it on the floor hard. Nothing there. Back over to Bobola. Bobola three. Left it short. No good. Rebound long. Taken away by Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla hands it off to Walterstorff. Walterstorff will take it across the timeline. Bobola working against him. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell dumps it into Samson. Samson double teamed. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Joel Riley. Riley gets it away. Ely. Ely layup is up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. So the foul called on O'Donnell. Two free throws on the way for Ely. Brandon Ely will go to the free throw line to shoot two, where he is shooting his first free throws of the night, 19 of 21 this season. First free throw on the way for the senior from Ziering is up, no good. It's been a long night for AIB's leading scorer. Came in averaging 19.2 points per game. He's been hounded wherever he's gone. Came in averaging 19.2 points per game. He misses the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up, and Ely's left it short, no good. Rebound cleared out by Tyler Walterstorff, and the drought continues for AIB. O'Donnell with the basketball. Ely upset with himself. He's sitting down on defense against O'Donnell. Comes back, left side ball deflected and taken away is Ely. Ely driving in, right-handed layup, gets that one to go. Brandon Ely with a two-point bucket. He's got six, and he ends the AIB drought. They've been scoreless since it was 52-44 with 11:36 left. They went 2.5 minutes without a score. Pass it to Sumner. Sumner into the corner. Terp. Terp thought about the three. Puts it on deck. Now back out front, Sumner. Sumner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped and a foul called on Terpstra. That's number three on Alex. And team foul number seven on defenders. And this is how you let the team creep back in it. Now you're committing a foul, and AIB can make up some ground with the clock stopped. Shooting the free throws, the one and one will be Khalid Smith. Smith, 3 of 4 this season from the free throw line. So 1-1. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort College is in the double bonus. AIB in the 1-1. Smith's 1-1 is short, no good. Gets his own rebound back. AIB with the basketball. Joel Riley. Riley back to Ely. Ely driving in. Layup with the right hand. Good. Brandon Ely with 6 points in the second half, 8 for the ball game. And just like that, it's a 12-point ball game. Pressure applied by AIB. Walterstorff back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the corner. Sumner. Sumner, three. Left it short, no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. His shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line. That is foul number three on Khalid Smith. Leighton will shoot two. Not sure if the foul was called on the rebound or the shot, but Dort College in the position here where it doesn't matter. It's a double bonus. So two free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson, the freshman from Worthington, 6'5". First free throw is up and down. I have a feeling if Sampson can make free throws consistently, he's going to score a few points this year. He's body type that'll draw some fouls. Big broad kid. Good footwork for a freshman as well. All-stater from Southwest Christian makes the second free throw. He's got nine. And the defenders lead 62-48. IB basketball. Ely out front. He wants a clear out the way it looks. Terpstra steps back. And Ely gets him on his heels. And Ely drills a three. Ely all of a sudden has 9 points in the second half. 11 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 62-51. And a foul called on AIB on the pressure defense. Foul called on Joel Riley. Now, he's got fouls to give, does the 6'1 junior from Waterloo. So, two free throws on the way for Walt. So, Ty will try to extend the lead back to 12 or 13 points. Walterstorff, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Now, 3-for-5. 62-51, our score. Dort College is up 11. Another free throw on the way for Tyler. So Walterstorff trying to make it a 12-point ball game. This one's up and through. So Walterstorff, make that 4-for-6 from the free throw line. And the defenders back in front by a dozen, 63-51. But keep your eye on Brandon Ely for AIB. If anyone can lead him back, he could if he gets going. Patrick Knoblaugh not giving him any room. Knoblaugh. Now Ely again dumps it underneath for Smith. Smith, layup, good. Khalid Smith with 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 63-53. So AIB has cut 6 points off of what was the biggest lead of the ballgame for Dort College. But now fouls will begin to mount. Babola picks up his second personal foul. And Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. And we have a question on who the foul was on. It was on Babola. That's his second. So Walterstorff will shoot two. Pretty clear from our vantage point, but don't have any bodies blocking my line of vision from high atop the playing surface here at AIB. First free throw by Walterstorff is good. He's got another one coming. That one's up and good as well. So Walterstorff now 3-for-4 in the second half, 6-for-8 from the free throw line for the ballgame. He's got 15 points right at his season average. Dort College leads 65-53. Three-pointer on the other end, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Knoblaugh over to Rendles. Rendles into the front court, AIB in man-to-man defense. Pass tipped, and Dort College catches a break that time. Sumner was breaking to the basket, and AIB taps it away. Chris Ford will check back into the ballgame. Well, I am curious to see if Trey Brown is done for the evening or if we'll see him again. He's on the bench with four personals, but his fourth came on a technical foul at about the 10-minute mark. Down low for Walterstorff, working against Cameron. Kick out, Knoblaugh over to Sumner. B-Sum, three, good. Brian Sumner has come alive with 8 points here in the second half. Dort College leads 68-53, and it's back to a 15-point margin. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With it up front, AIB's Joel Riley. Dump it down low, and we've got a hold called on the defenders and Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff whistled for his second, and AIB will shoot a 1-1. Shooting the 1-1 will be Khalid Smith. Khalid is 0-for-1 tonight. And he will shoot the 1 in the bonus. Free throw is up. In and out. No good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. The freshman from Hull rips it away. He gets it away to Rendles. Rendles up the floor over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff will drive the lane. Dump it off to Taylor. Taylor off of the glass. Missed it. No good. Glid Smith tied up on the play. Now jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be AIB basketball, but Walterstorff able to stick his nose in and tie it up. Feenstra unable to finish in traffic that time. And Brandon Ely. I'm not sure what the call was, but they signaled to the bench. 32. Driving the lane. Layup is good for Joel Riley. Riley with 4 points. Dort College leads 68-55. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles out front. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla with it on the wing. Nabla gives it up Walterstorff and a reach-in foul called on Brandon Ely. And now the officials need to try to get this back under control. Both teams getting a little chippy, to borrow a hockey term. Neither team terribly happy with the opponent right at this point. And Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. First free throw on the way for Ty is up and through. Tyler now 4-for-5 here in the second half from the charity stripe. He's got 16 points by my count. Feenstra checks out of the ballgame. Den Herter checks in. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound tipped out, and the ball is loose. Chased down in the backcourt by Rindles. Dort College with the basketball. Rindles will walk it up. 5:50 remaining. Ball game. 69-55. Dort College by 14. Comes back over to Rindles out front. Nathan with it. Nathan looking down low. Gets it to Sumner. Sumner with it. Deep left corner. Uses his dribble to bring it to the top of the key. Comes back right side over to Nabla. Nabla to Sumner. Sumner floats it up in the lane. Brian Sumner. Strong second half for the Ankeny Isle native. He's got 10 points here in the second half. Had a couple of threes waved off in the first half. Keeps it going, though, with 10 here in the second half. Chris Ford gets it to Cameron. Cameron, jumper, baseline, wing, good. Short jumper by Cameron. He's got 12 points, and the defender lead is a Baker's dozen, 71-57. Well, beg your pardon, I thought it was 70-57. They've got 71-57 up on the board. Pass goes left side over to Nabla. Nabla with it on the wing. So a 14-point advantage for the defenders. Baker's dozen plus one. Drop it off for Den Herter. Den Herter unable to reel it in, though, on the pass from Rindles. A little too hot to handle. And AIB has the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. AIB with the basketball. Bringing it up is Joel Riley. Now, Riley did not play in the first half. They pass it left side Ely. Ely gets it back to Ford. Ford comes back to Riley. Joel Riley, kick out pass Ford. Ford, 15-footer, left side, missed it, no good. Deflection, rebound controlled by Sumner. Sumner gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles will walk it up. Rindles will take it over to the Dort College sideline, and the timeout is called. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Nabla Walterstorff, Rindle Sumner, and Den Herter. 4:15 and counting. Dort College by 14, 71-57. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline, double teamed, hangs, puts it up off the glass, good. Nathan Rindles with a 2-point bucket. He's got 8 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Dort College leads 73-57, 16 for Rindles, 16 for Walterstorff. Those two share game honors. Comes over to Riley. Riley right side to Ford. Ford looking down low, and we've got a hand check called on Rindles, and Nathan picks up his fourth personal. Is that number 5 on him? Yep, that's number 5 on Nathan Rindles. Rindles fouls out of the ballgame with 3:42 remaining. 16 points for Rindles. Let's see if Dort College can carry it home with their starting point guard on the bench. Andrew O'Donnell checks into the ballgame. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Chris Ford, another free throw coming. He's 6-for-9 now this season. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. Chris Ford with 2 points. Brown is back in. Ford checks out. It's 73-59, Dort College by 19. Walterstorff will bring it up. Pressure defense applied by AIB. Walterstorff with the basketball. Throws it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball. He goes right side to Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Sumner back to O'Donnell. So O'Donnell getting some valuable experience here. Manning the point for the defenders. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner with it. Drops it down low for Walterstorff. Guarded there by Cameron. Tyler with the basketball. Kick out past Nabla. Nabla, Sumner. Five to shoot. Sumner gives it back to Den Herter. Back outside. B-Sum. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound, though. Tipped and a foul called on the play on Walterstorff on the rebound. And Tyler has just picked up his third. 3:07 remaining in this one. This one is not over yet. AIB will be shooting free throws and an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Khalid Smith will go to the free throw line. And Khalid so far with 4 points. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. He's shooting 2 here. That one's up and through. He's got 5 points. Another free throw coming for Smith, 6'4 junior from Denver, Colorado. This one is up and good. He's 2 for 4 tonight. 6 points all in the second half, and the Dort College lead is a dozen, 73-61. Cross-court pass, Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Patrick gives it back over to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. Andrew with it. Looking for someone to pass to. Double-teamed. Gets it away, Den Herter. Den Herter, Walterstorff, 2:45 and counting. Walterstorff trying to break his man down off of the dribble. Hands it back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, 8 to shoot, now 7. O'Donnell will drive in. Puts it up, no good. Rebound tapped out long. Nabla comes away with it. Dort College can use more clock. They can take it down near 2 minutes now with a 12-point lead. Walterstorff with it out front, guarded by Ely. Ely. Now guarding O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the sideline. Andrew with the basketball. Andrew driving left hand. Stops. Kick out Walterstorff. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Kick it into the corner. Sumner. Sumner the runner from 12. Good. Brian Sumner with another two. 12 in the second half for Sumner. Dort College leads 75-61. 1:58 and counting. AIB basketball. Brown with it. Trey Brown passes to Riley. Riley to Ely. Ely lost it. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Nabla. It'll be AIB basketball. 1:49 remaining. Riley checks out of the ballgame. And checking in is Babola. Ely gets it inbounded to Brown. Brown to Babola. Babola with the basketball. His team down 14. They give it to Khalid Smith. Khalid. 12-footer, no good. Rebound cleared by Nabla. He saves it into Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Tyler up the floor with it with the right hand. Tyler drops it off for Den Herter. Den Herter, layup good. David Den Herter with a 2-point bucket. He's got 6 points. And the defenders lead 77-61. And this one appears to be out of reach for AIB. 1:20 remaining. And Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal foul. Trey Brown will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 77-61, our score, Dort College by 16. Free throws on the way for Trey Brown. Left-handed free throw is up and good. Brown is a 77% free throw shooter. He's now 3 for 4 tonight, averaging 10.8 points per game. And there's a timeout on the floor charged to AIB. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Also made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Brown makes both free throws, 3 for 3 in the second half, 4 for 5 for the ball game, and he has 8 points, a little below his 10.8 points per game average. Gord College with it in the backcourt, 113 and counting. They get it over the timeline to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell double team, dribbles through it, stops on the elbow, feeds it underneath, then Herder. Then Herder back over to Walters. Dort College content to run more time off of the clock, leading by 14, under a minute remaining. Sumner passes to O'Donnell, 10 to shoot for the defenders. Andrew with the basketball. Andrew jumps it off, Den Herder, Den Herder, layup good. David Den Herder with 6 points in the second half, 8 for the ball game. Dort College leads 79-62, 40 seconds remaining in regulation. Brandon Ely out front. Ely thought about the long three, instead passes to Babola. Babola shot no good. Rebound cleared by the defender. Shot clock is off. O'Donnell is in the backcourt. He passes it off to Nabla. Nabla across the timeline. Back over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing, and that's how it's going to end. Dort College is going to win this one by a final score of 79-63. Dort College will improve to 5-2 for the season. AIB will fall to 5-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Our final score, men's basketball, Dort College 79, AIB 63. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College wins 79-63. This one hinged in the first half when AIB made a run back to get within one at 23-22. With 7:11 left to go in the first half, Dort College was able to close the half on a 15-8 run. They led 38-30. AIB fell behind by 10 at 47-37. That was with 14:50 remaining in the contest. And Dort College goes on to win at 79-63. Final numbers, Dort College 28-57 from the floor, 49.1%, 6 of 19 on threes, 31.6%, 17 of 21 on free throws. That is good to see, 81%. Dort College out rebounds, AIB 39-28. Turnovers, Dort College 17, AIB 15. AIB limited to 41.8% shooting from the floor, 3 for 15 on threes for 20%, 14 of 20 on free throws. Dort College quickly through the scoring. Tyler Walterstorff, 16 points. Nathan Rendles with 14. 12 for Brian Sumner. 10 for David Denherder. 9 for Leighton Sampson. 7 for Alex Terpstra. 5 for Andrew O'Donnell. 4 for Taylor Feenstra. And 2 for Patrick Nabla. Balanced rebounding. Nabla chased down 7. Tyler Walterstorff had 6. Nathan Rendles had 5 along with Taylor Feenstra. Leighton Sampson also had 5 rebounds. 7 assists for Rendles, 3 steals for Rendles, 2 steals each for Sumner and Terpstra. All of Sumner's points coming in the second half. AIB's Adebayo Babola had 12 points. Jason Cameron off of the bench for 12. Brandon Ely, the leading scorer for AIB, coming in averaging 19 points per ballgame. He's limited to 5 of 11 shooting for 11 points overall. 7 rebounds for Khalid Smith to pace AIB. Trey Brown had 6 assists, 4 assists for Brandon Ely, 5 steals as well for Ely. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back with Coach Ross Dahmer right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dahmer as the Dort College defenders improve to 5-2 with a win here this evening. And Coach Dahmer, during our pregame interview, one of the closing comments you made after we got finished visiting was, we better play hard. Well, your team tonight, from my vantage point, looked like you played hard and just stayed after it. AIB made some charges, but you played hard and played pretty good defense tonight.
We did, Mike. It was a much improved effort from Saturday. Thought our guys really had some good practices on Monday and Tuesday. I thought we were really determined to come in and play much more passionately. Thought we did a good job of supporting each other, trusting each other, encouraging each other. And not that we haven't been doing that, like I said in the pregame, but I think we're still young and still trying to figure out really the level of intensity that it takes to play a college game for 40 minutes. And so that was really good to see. And of course, there's some obvious issues that we have offensively. We turn the ball over way too much yet. We get careless and sloppy and need to correct those things. But if you work hard, at least there's some things now that you can start working on strategically that you can improve upon. And if at least tonight we've got something to build from.
Tyler Walterstorff ends up with 16 points, pretty steady throughout the contest. Nathan Rendles adds 14 before he follows out along with 7 assists. And I'm looking at those numbers, and you're able to do that. You're able to play those guys in a little shorter spurts tonight. You played them 4 or 5 minutes at a time, spread out the minutes. But those two were pretty steady for you most of the contest.
Yeah, they were, Mike. I thought we did a good job, like you said, of having some good balance with those two guys leading the way. I really thought that our nine guys who saw action today really played hard. I thought they played well. Offensively, we're still not on the same page, but it's not from a lack of effort at this point in time. We just have to try to continue to fine-tune some things and that. But this is a difficult game. It's a team that does some things differently from what we typically see in GPAC play. They have guards that are able to come up and really apply a lot of pressure. And they really overplay and switch some things up defensively. So that was good that we were able to adjust. And I really thought, and Coach Kaiser said this too at halftime, our three freshmen had an outstanding first half. So haven't really had a chance to sit down and look at some things here at the second half. But Andrew and Layton and Taylor, I thought, really played well in the first half, which is good when you go on a road 4 hours away to a place they've never been. So we're making gains. It's going to be a slow, steady incline for us this year, but tonight was something to build from.
Second half, Brian Sumner really made some shots, played hard the whole way. He had a couple three-pointers waved off in the first half. Didn't deter him. He ends up with 12 points in the second half, and 30 minutes played. He was second on your team in terms of minutes played.
Yeah, it's good to see him play well here. It's really his homecoming. A lot of family and friends coming down from Ankeny to watch him play, so it was good. And spent a lot of time in the gym this morning before we took off, getting some things worked out with his shot. Just a hard worker and a kid who really taps out his potential. Really has made the most of his opportunities. Works hard to use every little bit of ability that he has. And we hope that that becomes a model for the rest of our team as well. But it's great to see him play well tonight for sure.
Gratifying as well to have a large number of Dort College alumni from the area come down and watch you here at AIB. This is the closest we can get, basically. And a lot of those folks came over, and gratifying to see.
For sure. We didn't really spend any time in the locker room. We took the kids out to mingle with the fans here, which I think is really good. I know our guys, especially those who have been around, they understand that the support that we get isn't something that that we take for granted, because we look around and that's it's not that way everywhere, and we really do appreciate it. It was great just to see a lot of Central Iowa fans' faces come out and support us here this evening. I know that the advancement office, Brandon Huseman, was down here, and they did a pizza supper tonight. So it is great to be able to play here in Central Iowa for the Dort alumni and fans in this region.
Coach, I'll let you go. We'll see you in Crete on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Once again, our final scores. Dort College women and men both get wins tonight. The women win 77-61 over at Peru, Nebraska, over the Peru State Bobcats. Dort College men get a 79-63 win tonight over the AIB Eagles. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. Next up, GPAC basketball Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock start time from Crete, Nebraska, Dort College versus Doan. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.